8 miles high, that is the Byrds going back to their release Fifth Dimension. Right before that, the Jam going underground. The Smiths with their third single, What Difference Does It Make? Such a great guitar riff in that song. Johnny Marr with Upstarts from his first proper solo album, last year's The Messenger. And Melody's Echo Chamber starting off the set, the song Crystallized, all here on KEXP. It's the afternoon show. I'm Kevin Cole, and thrilled to have in the studio here my current new favorite band, Temples. Welcome to KEXP.
Hello.
Hello.
Nice to be here.
It's great having you here. You're making your Seattle debut tonight, right?
Yeah, first time in Seattle.
And first U.S. tour too, right?
Over this side, of the country. Yeah, we did a little bit before Christmas in New York and around there. But this is our first time over to the Northwest.
Well, welcome. It's great to have you here again playing at Numos tonight. How about a couple songs and we can chat a little bit?
Okay.
It's Temples live on KEXP.
Thank you.
pedal rope.
Little technical difficulty here at the end of the song. Temple's live on KEXP, playing with Drowners tonight at Numo's, then down to the Star Theater in Portland tomorrow.
Love.
Temples live on KEXP. Move with the Season, and right before that, Sun Structures, the title track to the debut album, which happens to be the most played album on the afternoon show this year so far. Just a fantastic record. And again, welcome to KEXP. It's great having you here.
Thanks for having us again.
James, do you mind introducing the band?
Yeah, okay, on the drums here, we have Samuel Toms, a beautiful man with fantastic groove. And over here we have Thomas Wormsley on bass, equally beautiful man. And yeah, great groove. And then over on keyboards and back-turning duties, Adam Smith. That's all.
Not equally as beautiful.
He's in a different league. yeah, that's it.
Okay, so it's great having you here. I understand, James, that you and Tom started out the band originally kind of as a duo, as a recording project. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct.
And then could you just explain sort of what you guys were doing and then sort of how things, at least from my perspective, happened really quickly for you guys?
Yeah, well, we wrote four songs, which was kind of an EP idea. Not in release a proper EP or anything like that. It was just a thing of putting four songs together online, and four songs that kind of worked together and had some kind of atmosphere around them. And
had you guys been playing prior to that?
Not really, no. I mean, bits and bobs, but we'd never done anything really serious together. And so it was the first time. And from then, we got asked to play some shows. And we obviously couldn't do it as a two-piece. so we got two of our good friends involved. And, you know, Temples is the four of us, you know.
Yeah, so that's pretty amazing that you just you posted a couple songs on YouTube. And so the response, like, from those YouTube recordings ended up driving interest in playing live pretty quickly. And the deal with Heavenly Records, right? Or Heavenly Recordings?
Yeah. Yeah, Jeff, like, phoned up and was just like, oh, we really like Shelter Song. Do you fancy doing it on a 7-inch? And we were like, okay, yeah.
That's the way it should happen.
Yeah, and he's like, you don't need to re-record it. It just sounds really good, so... I think we really appreciated that he could hear that the recordings were good enough to release. And we did that with the Prisms as the B-side in England. It's our first 7-inch, so it was great moment.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. If those four songs are the versions that are on the album, or did you then, when you recorded the album, re-record those songs?
Shelter Song is exactly the same.
It's an amazing song.
Nice.
Yeah.
The other tracks on that EP would have been Golden Throne. Golden Throne just redid the singing, because at the time the lyrics were only just written, and it's a little bit, it didn't feel like the best delivery of the vocals, but everything else stayed the same.
Yeah.
The other track that was on that EP was Sun Structures. I think same thing again, maybe redid the vocals. That was it. It was all.
That's incredibly impressive. The songs are great. Equally impressive is just the sound, the sonic nature of the album. And rarely do you hear a group sound so fully formed right from the beginning. And I understand that you recorded it like in your bedroom at your parents' house. Is that true?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It just sounds so amazing. Do you have like great gear or just a great ear?
Just great ears, yeah. No, just like a standard set of studio speakers and a laptop and whatever gear has been collected over the last kind of 6 or 7 years, but nothing's high end, I think.
That's incredibly inspiring, not only, you know, just the sound of the record and that the fact that you were able to do that at home, but also the fact that you were able to write such great songs and get them out and get on a really great independent label right away that you could connect with. So I would think for new young bands, that would be a pretty motivating and inspiring story.
Definitely, yeah.
So how much, obviously there's a sonic quality to the record and there's a sort of classic timelessness to it, which I love. Like I can play Shelter Song next to something from the Beatles' Revolver and then into Tame Impala, and it's just like a great sounding set. From your perspective, how much do you sort of study music and or study production, you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't say any of us like study music. I don't think any of us try and find the formula of a good song. I think songwriting doesn't lend itself really to thinking like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But production, I think there is an element of that. I think there is a science to it, but I don't think any of us understand the science. All that we understand is how to instinctively get close to a sound that you want. And I think it's in wanting and knowing what the sound is more important than you know, reading a book on how to compress a snare drum. I think yeah, you can do a lot just by listening and following your kind of impulses, I think.
Yeah.
But production we absolutely love, and you know, there's some great records that are truly inspiring that just sound completely alien in the way that they're produced, whether it's Joe Meek or something like that. Or
yeah, yeah. I was going to play some Joe Meek before you guys went on. Kind of heard that sound. Listeners might not know who he is. Do you mind telling folks? It's such an incredible story.
Yeah, he's from Gloucester, I believe. Is it Gloucester? This is why history's not going to be. But anyway, he's a great producer that who recorded in his flat on Holloway Road, just above a shop on Holloway Road, and used like a bathroom as an echo chamber. So it was kind of, I guess at the time, like a fingers up to people working in studios, and then the music he was churning out had such a unusual and unique quality to it.
Yeah, it was early 60s, I think, like when Telstar came out.
Yeah.
And sounds like no other record still.
Yeah, it's an incredible song, and it's so sad that he never really got the appreciation he deserved for that song in many ways, because I think it was after he passed away that then this big lawsuit got dropped by this, I think it was like a French composer or something, tried to sue him with a melody.
Yeah.
And so it was his biggest hit, of which he never really, I mean, critically did, but maybe he would have moved to a bigger flat on Holloway Road if he would have got paid for it.
Bathroom to record in.
Yeah.
It's Temples Live here on the afternoon show, playing tonight with Drowners at Numo's. And how about another couple songs?
Okay.
Be great.
Yeah.
Temples live on KEXP on the afternoon show. Playing tonight with Drowners at Numo's. Got time for one last track?
Yeah, just got to change guitar.
Okay, cool. Well, this is happening. Hey, Thomas.
Hello.
Hi. You guys are playing Coachella, right?
Yeah. Crazy.
Excited about that?
Yeah, it's incredible. Yeah, we're looking forward. It's like one of the biggest festivals in the US, and it's got such a great reputation in the UK.
Yeah,
so it's going to be incredible to, you know, to be out there and play that.
Yeah,
and,
So how crazy is it? Kind of what's happened in the last year? Just to go from releasing 4 songs on YouTube to playing Coachella. You're playing Glastonbury this summer too, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, I don't know. None of it was ever intended, you know. So it's so incredible to even, you know, play shows in the UK, let alone to come over here and you know, and come to places like Seattle, and, you know, it's great.
Which is great, and it's really a testament to how awesome the songs and the album is.
Oh, thank you. Very much.
Again, it's Temples live on KEXP.
Yeah.
Temples Live on KEXP, Shelter Song. That's the lead track to the debut album, Sun Structures. Phenomenal album, came out in February here in the U.S. Sorry it's so hot in here. We turned up the heat to get you guys ready for Coachella.
Thank you.
So, quick question. Normally don't ask questions about the covers, but like your music, this cover just makes you kind of curious. It looks like you guys standing kind of at the edge of a park in front of a really cool, weird-looking building. What is it, and what's exactly the significance that. Of that?
No, you got it. You hit the nail on the head there. Gosh. Yeah, so just a building that's quite local to us.
It looks super old.
It's, yeah, like 1566.
Yeah.
It's just a crazy thing. It's called like a folly, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like a three-sided, three-storied building, which is now, I guess, like a heritage site. It's kind of like, it has like fenced off, but you can go and kind of have a look at it. But it's... You know, we're not working for them, just to clarify. Yeah. I'm not trying to get them.
No, no. No, but I can see people making pilgrimages and taking their picture, like, in that site.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Like I think they should maybe do a thing where they give people headphones and the record and they can walk around and it kind of really...
That would be perfect, right?
Full experience.
Temples Live on KEXP. Thank you guys so much for stopping by. And also, big time thanks to Scott, Jim, and Luke on video. And Dave on the camera. We'll have photos up soon, and Matt running the board, and Kevin Suggs doing the great mix on the sound. So thank you guys. Again, Temple's playing tonight with Drowners at Numo's. It's KEXP Seattle.